Questkin and the Junk Band group there, and they're like wonderful, wonderful people. They're not like wonderful people. They are wonderful people. Must watch that kind of talk because it's deceptive. They are really wonderful people, and they play great, beautiful music together. And I'm especially knocked out that you call up and ask for them, because that means that you're probably groovy people, too. 24 minutes before 3 o'clock in the morning. At 3 o'clock this morning, no Larry's lunchtime. We had the front hour and a half of the show this morning devoted to the Grateful Dead, and that's, you know, enough devotion for one day. We're going to continue with regular programming right on through till 6 o'clock in the morning, rather than take our usual half-hour break at 3. So there won't be anything in particular featured at 3 o'clock. We'll just go right ahead with the regular show here. You certainly are a nice bunch of people, I'll tell you that. You call up and ask for good music, you have great taste, and you're doing all right as an audience. Let me congratulate you. Ah, the Jefferson Airplane and the White Rabbit. Jefferson Airplane, Grace Slick, and all her magnificence featured there in the White Rabbit. I have been talking to some people from the Mojo Navigator, which is a very fine local rock and roll newspaper. I understand they have their finally got another issue out after a couple time periods of nothing. They told me about some tapes that exist and also of some musical experience, just digging the old Great Society with Grace Slick and her husband Jerry and brother Jerry's brother Darby Slick and the other people there. And I heard a description of the White Rabbit done by them that went on for like 20 minutes and included a soprano saxophone solo and all the rest. And like what you just heard, you know, just take that and blow it wide open and listen to it for 20 minutes. Imagine that. I wish I'd been here then. I wish I could have heard that myself. Perhaps maybe someday I'll be able to get a hold of some of those tapes and play them for you here on the radio. That would be a wonderful experience, I think. I do have one single that was done by the Great Society, which I will get out and play for you very, very shortly. Grace Slick has a great voice. There are some girl singers who have great voices. Grace Slick is one of them. Another one of them is Buffy St. Marie. We had a call for Buffy a while back. It took me a bit to find this particular record. I had to go back and search through the incredible archives here.
My eyes to the ocean and open my lips. Guiando los pecadores. They come with a crash on the crest of a roar. And they're out of their boats and they're onto the shore. Guiando los pecadores.
Ah, the beautiful Buffy St. Marie and one of her, another of her many great songs. That's called Los Pescadores. And do you dig what she did on the end of that? That we found out from... I used to know Buffy, you know. I used to be able to even say, hello, Buffy, and she'd say, hello, Larry. Knew her that well. And found out that she's very deeply influenced by flamenco singing, and that's sort of what she uses as a inspiration for the kind of vocalizing you heard right on the very back end of that song there. That wild, wild vibe. I found out tonight at the party that Jerry Garcia actually can get into a little bit of that himself. He has a pretty good voice, and he can get into some of that really far-out vibrato stuff. Jerry sounds almost like... as a matter of fact, at one point he was singing on one song, and he got in such a wild thing with his voice that I looked around to see if somebody was doing something with electronics to implement it. And that... That was all right. Well, I'll tell you that. I was impressed. It takes a lot to impress me. The only other thing that's impressed me in the last 24 hours, aside from my sore throat clearing up, is the fact that they busted two of the Rolling Stones. And that's impressive, too. The Animals, by request. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know. That's The Animals and Gin House Blues. Can I ask you to do something for me, please, as a favor to me? Listen, a couple of people out there called up and asked for Maudie by, in the past, by the Eric Burden and the Animals. And I played it. And then I got out the John Lee Hooker version of Maudie, which is the original, and played that. Nobody bothered to call back and ask for Burden anymore. Well, let that be a lesson to you, why don't you? Eric Burden, in my opinion, is a phony, and I don't like to play him on the show. Do me a favor, and don't call up and ask for anything by the Animals anymore. I just don't like them. And I doubt very much if any other person doing a radio show of this sort will ever sit here and tell you that. But I really don't like them. I think Burden's a phony. I think he's putting us all on with his big voice. If I had a voice like that, I'd, try to be more genuine about it. I wish I had a voice like that. Wow, would I dig to have a voice of that kind of range and that kind of sound? With Burden's voice in my mind, you'd really have something. Burden, unfortunately, doesn't have any depth to his work, in my opinion. So if you want to listen to Eric Burden, you'll have to call up somebody else. There goes the Eric Burden album over my shoulder. I don't want to play that anymore. So don't bother calling me up asking for the Animals, because I don't like the Animals, and I think they're phonies. The others I don't know about. You never hear about them. They just accompany Eric Burden. Poor souls. They're probably good musicians, too, but there's something about the man that puts me uptight. And I'm not going to lie to you and put you on, because you've had enough of that, listening to the radio, people putting you on and lying to you. You want to hear some gin blues? Listen, let me hip you to a young man, a white blues singer, who does old blues and does them a little bit better than Eric Burden does, in my opinion. His name is Jeff Muldar. He works with the Gluskin Jug Band. And these are some blues about gin, which come from Bucca White, which is as good a source as any. And I like this a lot better. Jeff Muldar and Friends and the Good Gin Blues, taken from the music of Bucca White. And someday, I'm even going to get a Bucca White record to play for you. The assisting musicians include Eric Von Schmidt playing mandolin. Dave Van Ronk plays some guitar on the album. Fritz Richmond of the Jug Band plays the washtub bass. That's a prestige record called Sleepy Man Blues and has a grand total of 12 such beautiful things by Jeff Muldar, who has one of the finest young white voices in all of folk and blues music, in my opinion. And if you don't agree with my opinion, then what are you doing here? Right? I don't mean to be offensive. I really honestly don't. But actually, to call up and request Eric Burden is almost offensive to me, so we're even, if I've offended anyone this morning. It's 4 minutes before 3 o'clock, and as I mentioned earlier, we're not going to take a particular special lunch break at 3 this morning. I'll just sort of grab a bite between things. We devoted like an hour and a half of our program to the Grateful Dead this morning with a great deal of pleasure between midnight and about 1:30, and we still have the album here, by golly. We're going to hear more of it. We've heard all of it. We're going to bring back some of our favorites and play them not only tonight, but on the program from now on. Joan Baez, right, who turned out to be okay after all, in spite of Al Capp and other such people. And she does a song here called Daddy, You've Been On My Mind. There you go, Joan Baez and Daddy, You've Been On My Mind. That's one of your Bob Dylan songs. I don't think he ever recorded then, because it would sound funny, I suppose, for him to be singing, Daddy, You've Been On My Mind, with his own great Bob Dylan voice. Let me get that right. Daddy, You've Been On My Mind. Yes, that's the way he would sing it. And that would sound pretty, funny. It's 35 seconds before 3 o'clock in the morning. All right. And you're listening to the Larry Miller program on KMPX, the Mighty X, the Super X, the incredible radio station here, which is soon to explode wide open with all sorts of beauty and great sounds and wonderfulness right on top of your tree there. You ready for that? KMPX is at 107 FM stereo, San Francisco. Tell your friends where it's at and join the fun. It's exactly 3 o'clock.
Meep.
Here's music by the Byrds by request.